from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. One of two rival Libyan governments says it's disbanding itself to make way for the new UN-brokered unity government. The Tripoli-based Islamist National Salvation Government said it's putting the interests of the nation above everything else. But Indiana University regional analyst Abdul Qadir Sino says it's feeling the heat of sanctions by the European Union.
They have put the properties of different Libyan leaders from both parliaments in the east in Tobruk and in Tripoli in the west. They have put a hold on their properties and their financial assets to entice them, to pressure them to give up authority to that new government.
Another Libya administration in the east has so far not officially recognized the unity government. The West hopes it will bring security to a nation that has known nothing but chaos since the overthrow of dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. Iceland's prime minister resigned Tuesday, the first casualty from the leak of millions of documents from a Panamanian law firm known infamously now as the Panama Papers, containing sensitive information about the hidden offshore investments of the wealthy, powerful, and famous. Among the files, Prime Minister Sigmundur David Gunnlaugsson's wife's ownership of a company in the British Virgin Islands that has more than $4 million in claims against the country's ailing banks. Sigurdur Ingi Johansson, Minister of Fisheries and Agriculture, said the Prime Minister offered to step down at a parliamentary committee meeting, but will retain the ruling Progressive Party's chairmanship. Documents allegedly showed dozens of transactions totaling nearly $2 billion involving people or companies linked to Russian President Vladimir Putin. This is VOA News. A Congolese government official Tuesday said at least 17 were killed in a gun battle that raged Monday between former militia and security forces in the capital, Brazzaville. The violence followed the controversial March 20 election that 72-year-old President Denis Sassou Nguesso won. Police say former members of an anti-Sassou Nguesso militia called the ninjas raided local police, military, and government offices, setting them afire. The United States says the ceasefire in Nagorno-Karabakh seems to be holding 4 days after renewed fighting over the disputed region between Armenia and Azerbaijan that left some 60 people dead. It was some of the worst violence since the war was ended in 1994. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
Both leaders, both governments need to come back into the Minsk process. There is an established process here to negotiate a peaceful settlement to Nagorno-Karabakh. You know, we've had a clear breakdown, violation of the existing ceasefire. We now have a new one in place that needs to be adhered to, needs to be solidified and strengthened.
The current chairman of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe said OSCE's immediate effort now must focus on stabilizing the truce and preventing any new escalation. Kurdish officials and local activists in Syria say shelling by rebel forces Tuesday killed at least 11 civilians and wounded dozens more in the Kurdish district of Aleppo. Despite a truce, rebels with the Army of Islam and their allies say they'll continue fighting Kurdish YPG forces in response to attacks by Kurdish forces on rebel-held areas of the city. The International Criminal Court has dropped charges of crimes against humanity against Kenya's Deputy President William Ruto. The ICC said Tuesday the judge has voted 2-1 to vacate the charges against Ruto and co-defendant Joshua Arap Sang. Wilfred Nindertu was the legal representative for many of the victims of Kenya's post-election violence of 2007 and 2008.
It's a decision that we must respect. Of course, there is no doubt that it will come as a disappointment to victims.
The judges said prosecutors didn't present sufficient evidence to warrant a trial, but added their decision does not preclude further prosecution, either at the ICC or in an international jurisdiction. A Japanese court has rejected a challenge to a lower court ruling that allowed the restart of two nuclear reactors. It means the reactors at the Sendai plant in the southwest of the country can remain in operation. All of Japan's nuclear reactors were shut down in the aftermath of the March 2011 Fukushima disaster, leading to core meltdowns in 3 of 6 reactors following a massive earthquake and tsunami. In U.S. presidential politics, Texas Senator Ted Cruz Tuesday easily won the primary election in the state of Wisconsin, defeating current frontrunner for Republican Party Donald Trump. On the Democratic side, Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders upended frontrunner Hillary Clinton, cutting into her wide delegate lead. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.